The last piece we'll hear is the string quartet number 4 of Gratzina Bacewicz, a Polish composer who lived from 1909 to 1969. Well known as a violinist as well as a composer, she studied first in Warsaw and then studied composition with Nadia Boulanger and violin with Karl Flesch. She was also an accomplished pianist. Bacewicz wrote 7 string quartets, 2 piano quintets and 5 violin sonatas, as well as 4 symphonies, several concertos, other orchestral music, and choral pieces with orchestral accompaniment. After her studies in Paris, Bacewicz returned to Warsaw at the outbreak of World War II. She and her family left the city immediately, taking refuge in rural areas and small cities. Returning to Warsaw after the war, she found the city in rubble and artistic organizations in disarray. In all Soviet bloc countries, the arts came under close supervision. Composers of music, considered by authorities as too modern, read dissonant, atonal, and discontinuous, were often harshly censured and even banned from public performance. This is the reason that composers such as Bartok and Ligeti left Central Europe for the relative freedom of Western Europe and the United States. So Bacewicz's musical development came late in terms of its embrace of atonality and serialism and the like. String Quartet No. 4 was composed in 1950 and is a work which stretches tonality but is very much grounded in it. If we keep in mind the impact of the political fallout in her country, this piece sounds very progressive. Later in the 1950s, her music was to become more abstract, less accessible, but still well-composed, always vital and full of interesting events, I think. String Quartet No. 4 is a 3-movement work, structurally quite clear. There are real melodies in the first movement, intensely developed. The second movement is a beautiful, long-lined piece. The third movement brings the work to a joyful conclusion. And we'll hear it now, performed by the Fanny Mendelssohn Quartet.